This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Revelry with Will and High Five Tom.
And then maybe you just say hi to him if you can, if possible.
It's impossible. It's impossible to say hi. Hi, Tom. Wish you were here. You have a good friend, Sarah, who's bought you this limited edition, one of only a couple left here in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Also, he does have a podcast. He talks about you all the time. He talks very highly of you on there.
That's good.
So I just wanted to join me and give you one of those.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, what up, High Fivers? It is the High Five Tom, along with Derry, New Hampshire's own Will Mercier. Will, how are you today?
I think we finally cracked into the positives today so far. Looks like we're currently at a balmy 14, feeling like 7.
Yeah.
Little chilly the last couple days.
Yeah, we had a close.
Got a little. It wasn't. There was a snowstorm. It wasn't as bad as I think people thought it was going to be. The road still sucked, but I was at home, so I got to watch it out my window.
Yeah, we got a little dusting, but that's the only snow we have on the ground right now. This is the driest winter I can ever remember in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we were supposed to get 3 to 5. It was like all overnight Sunday, but like they were out like the whole time plowing and scraping and
yeah,
salting and sanding and stuff. So like, but so getting up Monday morning to get out and like clean off the cars and move them for the apartment plowing, so fucking bitter out. Whoa.
Yeah, it's chilly.
And the stuff was so fluffy still that like it just winds up in your shoes because there's no way to step into the pile without it just going like down into your shoes. So it's like, man. It's fucking cold out here. I got like, her car running, trying to get it to thaw out, scraping off my car.
Yeah, the struggle is real, Will.
And they don't plow the back. They keep changing every year, like what the snow removal policy is. So they don't plow out the entire back lot anymore. So it's like, move your cars. It's like, to what? You guys didn't plow anything out over here. They didn't plow in front of the building, so you can't park them in front of the building. You can't park on the street because you're not allowed to park on the street because of the snow removal. Like, so where am I supposed to put this car?
Yeah.
I mean, I run snow tires all the time, so I'm not afraid of parking a snowbank. It's like my car will come out. I know it will.
Hey,
Brittany's car is tall enough that it's like, yeah, it's fine.
How do you like your snow tires?
Well, I mean, really, they're my only tires, so.
Oh, you run snow tires all year round?
I went to put my all seasons on, and you could see the metal frame coming through the tire. And I never got new all seasons. So, I mean, my commute now is less than 2 miles each way. So I'm not putting on nearly the miles that I used to. Like, oh, the mileage driver, it's like, again, I don't drive that much, that far anymore. So it's like, you know, I'm going to have to look at getting new tires probably soonish because Now I'm just putting more miles on these, but
No tires. Well, Will, I'm glad things are warming up. Yeah, it's been a little chilly over here too. I mean, we're in the negatives for a couple days. I wouldn't necessarily call it a polar vortex. Because it is wintertime, but yeah, dude, no snow. I mean, that's if we don't get a lot of rain this spring, we are gonna be hurting this summer. So yeah, it's currently 11. So it's not too bad.
oh, I mean, it's January. That's what you're asking for.
Yeah, for 9 more days, definitely still January. So, well, Will, we have some questions of Dishonored.
We
This
do.
week. Should we start with
Where
the box first one?
do we want to start with questions? Because we have two that are kind of similarly themed.
I think we'll do a Yeah, I think we'll just do a sandwich with Canadian filling, with a little bit of bread from the UK and a little bread from New Jersey.
I don't know how I feel about that sandwich, but all right, let's. So we want to start with one of Rob's questions.
Yeah, let's start. And Rob sent three questions, but Rob, if you're okay with that, we will do them one at a time in the coming weeks.
Yes, sir. We'll get all caught up. Well, I think all these people for consistently sending in questions. Even Brendan, the fact that he still comes up with a question every week this far in. We appreciate his time, but we're starting with our friend Rob at UTT Rob, untanking the territory. He's got a Gator Golf one. It's unputting the territory, right? Is that the Gator Golf one? So we're going to start with this first, chronologically, with all the talk of the third man, 157. Orson Welles would famously advertise anything. Which Ring of Honor 2015 roster member would be willing to devalue their legacy by doing multiple low rent commercials, and what would they be for? Tom, when knee and back pain has you down and out.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. I had to crack up.
I mean, who's gonna sell out for a commercial? I mean, obviously, Truth Martini. I feel like be willing to do some commercials for a quick buck. Artie Evans probably could use some income now that he's not all fixed up with Veda Scott.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't seen. I mean, hopefully, it's not the last of Artie
Do
Evans.
like the do like the old like you know like the like the other athletes retired. It's like, hi, I'm baseball Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Artie Evans. You might know me from my streak, Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Oh. Yeah, hopefully, Artie Evans wouldn't be doing like underwear cleaning commercials.
Mark Briscoe just continuing to do the Super Beta Prostate commercials would be great too.
Yeah.
Because he never did the commercial, he just segued into the commercial.
Yeah. Mark's just a national treasure for sure. I could see Truth Martini slinging Spencer's ads. Do you guys have Spencer's up by you? Is Spencer's
I haven't been in a Spencer's in a long time.
Didn't Hot Topic kind of take over what Spencer's was? Because
I think Spencer still has a little bit more of the smut. Hot Topic cleaned up a lot. Hot Topic is not a scary place to go in anymore. Parents are fine going to Hot Topics now. That explains it all.
yeah.
They don't have like deathcore playing on like the overhead radio. It's not dimly lit. It's a lot of bright colored stuff. A lot of wrestling t-shirts now too.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite podcasters, Vertebrae from In Madness Pod, shout out to those guys. Yeah, he's got a couple shirts in Hot Topic, I guess. So make sure you're checking out In Madness Pod. These guys do a great job over there. So, let me think. Artie Evans. I mean, yeah, Truth Martini. I could totally see Roddy doing Girls Gone Wild ads.
Oh, those were the days. Getting up early, throwing on that, the channels that would run them just from like 5 a.m. onward.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's not a thing anymore, is it?
No, that went under a long time ago.
That was just DVDs, right?
Was the ads for the DVDs, yeah.
Wow, I should have really acclimated to technology, but we'll just leave it at that.
Or if we want to go way back, I mean, WWE kind of pushed for it. Girls Gone Wild, back when like the Tori Wilson and Dawn Marie storyline was going on.
Yeah, different times for sure.
The Man Show.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with Truth Martini doing Spencer's ads. And like Will and I were talking in pre-production here, in a couple of years we're definitely get the Ric Flair CarShield ads. Where's my yogurt? Or who knows who ate my yogurt?
Bro wants to get back in the ring. Fucking, he wants to die that badly.
Jesus Christ, Ric Flair, but it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, make sure you're following Rob. Yeah, so they are gearing back up for season 3 of Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks. They're doing unbooking the or unputting the territory too, and they're going over all the Being the Elite Championship, Sammy Guevara's latest run. So, and as always, we say it every fucking week. If you are not following and tanking the territory, hashtag tank facts. I don't know what to tell you.
Tom, don't forget Wembley Stadium, a lot of people.
18 million people watched Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days we'll get Rob on. I swear to God,
We'll figure it out logistically.
Yeah. Well, maybe he works early mornings. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So, but shout out to Rob. Shout out to everybody over there. All the stuff that, make sure you're got, his podcast on your feed so you catch all those. But yeah, speaking of podcasts that you can hear on Visionaries Global Media, quite a few actually. Recently hit episode 100. Our friend and former guest Eric Friedz sent in actually a plethora of questions, but we'll get to the second one this week. Basically, someone from the 2014 roster that should be on Mount Rushmore? Now, obviously, we're in 2015, but Eric did send this when it was 2014 or 2000. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, I guess, Tom, if you're picking one person from the 2014 roster, be on some and to be on the Mount Rushmore, who are you picking?
Well, if it's just one, so it's someone that appeared on the roster in 2014.
That's how I would take it, yeah.
But it's not may not currently be on a Ring of Honor roster, but maybe in a roster with some other initials currently in this timeline. I mean, it kind of writes itself. He was in a stable called Mount Rushmore.
I see what you did there. He was on the roster in 24. And listen, Kevin Steen, currently Kevin Owens, undoubtedly is going to be a Mount Rushmore guy when he's retired.
Yeah, hopefully multiple.
I know DVD sets are going by the wayside, but the DVD set that there could be if they had access to everything.
Yeah, I was when Hotspot or High Spots was still doing their wrestling network, there was like an 8-hour Kevin Steen special of just CZW.
The
Shit, so.
CZW, the PWG, Ring of Honor. Now
Yeah.
he's in the E.
And real quick, kind of a side note, but not really. But speaking of Fried, him and Barhausen, shout out to Barhausen. Like I said, I put the link in for his GoFundMe. If you can help out our brother Barhausen, please do. But it's kind of fun because they're in the same timeline as we are, and it's also on the same timeline as Josh and I is going underground timeline. So this 2015 timeline is a lot of fucking fun. So
There's a lot going on.
yeah, there's a lot of synergy between both are from PWG, Ring of Honor, and Lucha Underground at this time. But you know, I mean, Kevin Steen's the obvious answer, but I mean, I'm gonna kind of flex it into 2015. The current roster that we are currently watching, I mean, obviously Mark and Jay, but I mean, besides the obvious answers, I mean, it's really got to be Roddy. The dude's Mr. ROH. He is just a fucking stud, and he's having a good run here so far.
I'd probably pick Jay Briscoe.
Yeah.
I think he had a great 2014. 2015 still moseying along.
Not afraid to, you know, to shy away from people.
No. First, well, yeah, first four corner survival for the heavyweight title, right?
Yeah, and obviously we'll get into it when we jump into TV too, but obviously he's still a tag team specialist too. So it's
Yeah,
not
well, I
like this guy,
mean, you're always going to
you know, not just because he's world champion is he shying away from still tagging with Mark. So that's pretty fucking cool.
That's what I've appreciated about the Briscoes is that it was never like they're a tag team, but it was never like they're just tag team wrestlers.
Yeah.
They both like were accomplished singles wrestlers who also were a tag team. I feel like that's what they need to really push to get back to.
Yeah.
Because there's so many tag teams where it's like, well, obviously this guy's going to lose because he's the tag team wrestler. And it's like, but they still should be like really competent wrestlers on their own.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll ever do that with Motor City Machine Guns.
Again, two great individual wrestlers.
But they're in SmackDown though, right?
You're on smack diddly down, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they've done a good job. And obviously we've referenced War Machine a couple times, but you know,
War
Hanson.
Machine, your current Raw Tag Team Champions.
Yeah. You know, they did good job of keeping Hanson relevant while Rowe was out. I don't know if I told you, but I found a Red Dragon versus War Machine at AAW match on YouTube.
You didn't, but I imagine that's going to be a watch along at some point, so.
Yeah, we definitely have to get back to those. So, yeah, I mean, besides the obvious of Mark and Jay, I mean, Roddy's got to be a Mount Rushmore guy for sure. You know, good 14, 15-year run. You know, had a good run in NXT. Great run in NXT, actually. Maybe not quite so much on the main roster, but and I guess they're back to relevancy now on AEW slash because yeah, it's him and Cole and Kyle or O'Reilly are back together, right?
Well, it's the Undisputed Kingdom. So it's Bennett, Taven, Roddy,
Kyle.
Kyle. No, Kyle's part of the conglomeration.
Oh, that's right. I could watch clips of Mark Briscoe saying conglomeration all day, every day. You know that motherfucker just came that off the top of his head too. And you know, as much as we are not fans of the fake TK, thank you, fake TK, for letting Mark Briscoe run with the conglomeration at least.
I brought him up in the First Issue Club Discord has a they called it the WrestleMania channel
Yeah.
because there's a someone who is employed by one of the major companies who's in a couple of the comic book groups,
Yeah.
and somebody brought up, oh, it was because we were talking about Penta making their debut, and he said, oh, you know, he's like, I'm not saying this because I'm a company guy, but he's like, I really haven't seen a lot of the guys work, and it's like, oh man, you know, the Lucha Underground stuff, the Impact stuff, and it kind of became a little dogging AEW a little bit, particularly the ref work.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, I used to really be into AEW because it used to be like a weekly thing. Like I go to my buddy's place, snacks and drinks, and every Wednesday, like from the first episode of Dynamite up to pandemic,
Yeah.
every Wednesday it's like I'm going to my buddy's place to watch AEW. Always knew where I was. And then I'm like, the thing is, I'm also a big Ring of Honor guy, so I'm not like Tony Khan has not earned any favor with me at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of Penta, we'll get to Penta, I'm sure, here soon, but I mean, they did have a good run in AEW. I mean, some of those
Yeah, the
Lucha,
Lucha Brothers were great. I can't wait for the Lucha Brothers to get back together in the WWE.
I mean, the Young Bucks and Lucha Brothers put on probably some of the best tag team matches
Oh,
ever.
but the cage match
Yeah.
where like they threw the shoes up over the
Over the, yeah.
I mean that match was amazing.
Yeah. So, but shout out to Penta. Like I said, it was. Faith was watching when I was watching his first match and his first promo. We both got pretty emotional. He's all about it. So, and it's well deserved, and he's had a decent run so far. And even if, he doesn't get the run he deserves, I'm just glad happy that he's happy and he's making a shit ton of money.
That
So
merch. I wish the merch was a little. For WWE, the merch is good.
yeah.
It could be a little, and their merch game is getting a little better. It's not as bad as like when Pac was the Cruiserweight champion,
Yeah.
and he's like, "What is this merchandise?" He's like, "Nobody's gonna buy this."
That's
Grant,
hilarious.
do you remember the show Ride Along they did for the network?
Kinda, yeah.
There's an episode. I've only watched the one episode, and it's Bayley and Sasha Banks, and they see Pac, and they're like, "Hey, how's it going?" He's like, "Is this for a ride along?" And they're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Get the fuck out of my face!" So it's like he was already mad before he even left the, before he was even actually gone. He's just like, "Nope."
That's hilarious.
The man Gravity forgot.
Yeah, 100%. So.
He's another squandered, I think, thing. There moments where I know injuries are part of it and like travel and whatever, but like when he came back, he was supposed to be blonde. He had like a really cool like video promo package on Kenny Omega. It's like, yes, like give me this. Like this is what I want. It just never
Materialized.
materialized again, It can't wholly be Tony Khan's fault.
No,
You
yeah.
know, you get people stranded in other countries and they can't leave the country.
That's tough.
Mean, it's what do you do?
Yeah.
Lucha Brothers, WWE, can't wait for in like 2 years or however long they tacked onto Phoenix's contract.
I think he'll be done by the end of the year, I think, at the latest. So, but yeah, shout out to Freeze. You can catch him on his own
On his own
feed.
12 podcasts.
Yeah, and also, listen, you can catch all of his shows on Visionaries Global Media. But congratulations on episode 200 or episode 100 in 2 years. That's a good run. So, yeah, we'll probably have some future content here with Freeze coming up soon. But speaking of favorite Canadians.
I'd feel confident saying SJ is my favorite Canadian.
Even more than Bret Hart.
Not a big Bret Hart guy.
Even more than Josh Alexander.
I like Josh Alexander, but again, haven't really seen a ton of stuff. So
Oh.
it's he's you know Josh Alexander is a fucking loser. He lost to Santana, boy.
I guess that was a fuck of a match. And Judge Santana, well, speaking of Proud and Powerful, I mean, I know that they kind of imploded themselves. But I mean, yeah, they.
Santana's killing. He dude looks great.
Yeah, he is a fucking beast. Hopefully Ortiz is okay. But yeah, Santana, I will say this. I mean, I've said it once and I've said it before. Listen, I saw Speedball and Santana at Warrior Wrestling, one of the best matches I've ever seen in person. So go out of your way to find that match.
You know what I need to go back and watch still is the Terminus wrestling shows.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I bought them on, but they're somewhere. But yeah, SJ at Carnival of Chaos.
But yes, SJ, you are our favorite Canadian.
My favorite Canadian, suck it, Freeds. A. And I guess Snowy, if Snowy listens. What's up, Snowy White?
Yeah.
But SJ, we're gonna have a little a common thread between SJ's and Brendan's questions this week because they were the cool kids in our kind of collective group. They were at GCW or the People versus GCW this past weekend.
Yeah, and I didn't realize SJ was stranded in Minneapolis. If I was closer, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, the weather delayed our flight home.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 4 hours from here, but
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
But SJ wants to know if we were to create our own War Games match with GCW talent against Ring of Honor talent, who are you guys picking to take part?
Four, so that's obviously it's gonna be 4-on-4.
Think it's 4-on-4, yeah.
Mance, definitely gonna be Mance Warner. Perch.
Oh, Perch is a wrestler.
He has wrestled. So, let's see. Mance is definitely on top of my list.
Is he the is he still the heavyweight champ?
I think Effie beat him.
Effie beat him.
I think so.
Effie had to pull double duty, wrestled Alley Catch, and then Russell Little Mancer, former Second Gear crew
Well,
accomplices.
I mean, it's tough to, I mean, former what guest of the Shining Wizards, Jack Cartwheel's on my list. Not Jimmy Lloyd. I would not pick Jimmy Lloyd.
Not a Jimmy Lloyd guy.
Yeah. I
I
wouldn't.
love that he went to the whatever the WWE show was with his GCW shirt. And then you see him later in the broadcast and they gave him a different shirt to wear.
Now. Yeah, Mance is definitely on top of my list.
Spoiler for the next question, but Mancer was on my part of my answer for the next question, so.
Nice. Okay, got Mance Perch. Trying to even think who's on the roster right now. Oh, duh. I mean, yeah, my answer to Brennan's question too. Yeah, good old fucking Dr. Redacted, former guest of this or future guest of this show and former guest of other shows. So, our good friend, the doctor, actually would be awesome in War Games match.
The doctor will see you now. Suck it,
Obviously.
Brick Baker.
Yeah, no shit. She's not having a good run right now either. All right, so we got Mance Perch, Doctor. I'm gonna take out Jack Cartwheel. Who do you have, by the way?
So if we're doing a four, if we're doing a 4-on-4, I mean you gotta have Mancer.
Oh.
I would say you gotta have Effie.
Yeah.
When I think GCW, I think Effie. Is Cage still wrestling?
I don't know.
Tremont is, so I'll put in Tremont.
Oh, jeez.
And then my last one, it's a regional bias, but I'll pick Alec Price, the Busta Killa,
Yeah,
the
former
Prize City OG.
yeah, another Shining Wizards guest, so.
Love that. Since the first time I saw him, like the first match, like I'd see him on posters and he'd always like jump out to me. And
Yeah.
then like I saw the first match I saw him wrestle, it's like this guy's got he's got the stuff. He'd probably be an E-guy if he was bigger
Yeah.
physically.
So, someday, all right, I've got my fourth. So, Mance,
The
Perch,
fourth man.
Dr. Redacted, and Mance's Second Gear crew stablemate. Dr. Redacted opponent, Matthew Justice.
Matty Justice, I was a fan of him from Black Craft Wrestling.
Yeah. Big fan of that guy. Big metalhead, obviously. Give me some
So
Matthew.
is the second gear crew still a stable, or are they like,
I
is
don't
it
know.
like NWO Wolfpack? Is there like different divisions of the second gear crew?
I don't think so.
I'm not really up on my GCW, but I need to, not a paid advertisement, but with how much content you get, that Triller account sounds like it'd be worth
Yeah.
shelling out money for.
Yeah. I mean, because Effie was second gear crew, so.
Yeah, because it was, wasn't it AJ Gray, Alley
Effie.
Catch? I
Allie
don't,
wasn't.
what, Alley wasn't part of it.
No, it was Kingston, Justice, Mance, AJ. Who am I missing? Oh, Mance more or Manders.
Remember when we saw AJ Gray almost die off that fucking ladder in Hammerstone?
Yeah. I know I really
That was
fucked
scary.
up. I should have got a picture of everybody because I got a really cool second gear crew t-shirt, so. So yeah, Manders, Mancer, AJ, Kingston. Effie, yeah, Matthew Justice. So tell six. So shout out to the second gear crew for
Take
sure.
that to the pay window.
Yeah. So are we picking a Ring of Honor team too?
We have to pick a Ring of Honor team too, yeah.
So I mean it's gotta be them boys.
Them boys hat front and center, right?
Yeah, I mean we did see them boys, main event and Hammerstein.
I'll bloat my team. I'll say Briscoe's and Red Dragon.
There you go. I was thinking the Kingdom actually, but yeah, Red Dragon's a good pick. Or War Machine. Yeah.
Or War Machine.
Oh, book that shit right now.
Because you could have the storyline build up too, where Jay Lethal feels slighted, right? Because he's not part of this War Games match. He's the TV champion, the most important champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Briscoe's and War Machine is a good pick, though.
Yeah. So, fuck it. It's done. Book that shit. Tony Khan, send me my check. Brett Lauderdale, send
Right,
some money.
get the time machines going.
Yep. We need another $5,000 check. So, there's got to be a video game out there somewhere that can book that or something. So, yeah, but make sure you're following our social media specialist on all the Twitter machines. I may have won a sweet contest so I can replace my Ring of Honor keychain with a sweet Shining Wizards one from SJ. So, bummed she got stuck in Minneapolis, but it's a big airport though, at least. So, it's a huge airport,
She's
actually.
back home. She's safe and sound. She had fun. It's all that matters. Have fun. Wrestling's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, she got to hang out with the Brundin in the real life. So, that's all that matters. And she high-fived Dr. Redacted for us. So,
She saw a lot of people.
yeah.
Got lots of pictures. Love to see it.
Yeah. But well, speaking of Brendan.
The third man, we're rounding it out. He's listened this far. And we have alluded to a little bit of this question that it's got something to do with GCW as well. Three guys from current day GCW that we're putting into Ring of Honor 2015. Who's going? Brendan's answers are Alec Price, Ole Mancer, and Atticus Coger. All three would have so much depth, could have some great feuds and matches. And he cites Atticus versus Jay Briscoe, Mancer versus Ciampa, and Alec Price against Cedric Alexander.
Great list. Atticus, that's a good pick. I didn't even think of him. I just think him more of a ruthless pro guy. But yeah, the future's bright for that fucking
Yeah,
guy.
because he's the one, he left GCW for a while, right?
Yeah.
And there was like the big, like, there was a lot of like hoopla that he went to like the. Oh, they changed the name. I think it's like Circle Six Wrestling or something like that now.
Yeah. But yeah, I could see Atticus Kogar versus Eric Dillinger and Lapika in a couple weeks. That's gonna be some hot fire action there, Will. God damn. I mean,
So this, I already said that I was thinking Mancer for this.
yeah.
I know it's a little early before the trios titles are introduced, but I think Mancer and the Briscoes could have been a hoop
Oh, as a tag team or as a
as
trio?
a trios, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. It writes itself.
I mean, or maybe a foursome, depending on how things shake out, you know. We'll get to that when we get to the episode.
Obviously my answer is the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, but so Dr. Redacted. I mean, Mansur, who would be my third? I mean, Atkins Kokar, that's a really good pick. I didn't even think of him. Who would Dr. Redacted match up well with in Ring of Honor at this point? Kyle O'Reilly. Dr. Redacted versus Kyle O'Reilly. Damn, why am I stumping here? I mean, yeah, it's probably gotta be Effie. Effie and RD Evans would be fun as a tag team. Actually, I think Effie and Red Dragon. Like opposites, but the same. You got any more, Will?
Yeah, I'd say Mansur. I really like the idea of Alec Price again, regional bias.
Yeah.
And my third for supplanting, I'll go for the Deathmatch King, Matt Cardona.
Ooh. Yeah.
That one actually, I think, could have potentially happened.
Yeah. 100%. Sweet. Okay. So, yeah, obviously, shout out to Brendan. We got to get you back on here one of these days, my friend. I'm glad you and SJ, and I know they met up with Mr. Bowman on Friday for what show this was it?
That was the
Wasn't Deadlock, was it?
yes.
Was okay. Those guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
They come to Chicago a couple times a year.
Nobody's coming to DARE New Hampshire.
Not yet. We could change that, Will.
Mean, we do have Atlantic Pro Wrestling or whatever it's called, but they just don't advertise their shows well. I always find out about them like the day after they happen. It's like, thanks, Facebook, for letting me know about an event that happened yesterday I would have liked to have seen.
If they've got an event in early October, let me know, so.
I said you might know before I do, so.
All right. Well, thanks. Yeah, everybody. I mean, all bullshit aside. Real quick shout out to my co-host over at Going Underground. Josh, when you listen to this, you'll chuckle. If you heard the text messages coming in while we were recording, those were actually from you. So I know he always gives me some flack about that, so I had to chuckle. That's all I really got. Make sure you're following all the great shows. Like we had mentioned, Freed, putting out podcasts like he's running out of time. Chad and Diesel are working through the NFL playoffs. I would have been 1-3 this weekend. The only team I got would have been the Bills. I am shocked the Lions lost. It was good to see that the Packers were had the best performance, even though they played like complete dog shit.
We got Dungeons and Junkies.
Yeah, they're on a
There's a
local.
new episode in the feed.
Oh, is there?
There was.
Oh, nice. Okay. Obviously, Matt Graham and this guy over at Good Cop Bad Cop, our boys over at Band from Ringside. I know Phoenix Splash Podcast is pretty much dead at this point, but hopefully they rise from the ashes. Ah, see what I did there?
Listen, they're busy guys.
Yeah, it's very, very true. Yeah, and all the stuff Graham's doing, obviously, good card, bad card, good sport, bad sport. I may have to do an emergency episode with the recent passing of Bob Uecker, which is kind of obviously huge news here in Milwaukee. I probably should address that a little more, but we'll have a Uecker dedicated episode
A
coming up soon.
popular guy this way too.
Yeah, Miller Lite. You guys like Miller Lite over by you?
I mean, people drink whatever. I mean, my dad was a Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah.
Was his beer.
That's why I like your dad so much. So, yeah, people don't even know who.
PBR on draft, then at home we drink Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah, people don't even know Miller Genuine Draft. I mean, I go to a bar in Wisconsin, I ask for a Miller Genuine Draft, and they don't even know. They look at me like I get three heads. I'm like,
They don't make that anymore, do they?
they do. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, they actually have it on tap at the restaurant I take my dad to every other Thursday, ironically enough. But are we forgetting? Obviously, the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup's on a bit of a hiatus, so we'll see.
Oh, so that's your show? Going underground?
Going underground, yeah. Josh and I are recording this Saturday, so if you hear this Saturday and want to get like Quetzalcoatl's questions, get those in ASAP. That won't drop till the first Tuesday, but as your boy, the High Five Tom here, is going to be watching the Royal Rumble with former guest Andy on next Saturday. Can't record that Saturday, so. But yeah, that's all I got. But make sure you enjoy all the great shows here on the Shining Wizards Network. And Will and I will see you on the other side of the break.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
All right, Lisa, make sure you're enjoying all the great shows here on the Shining Wizards Network. Make sure you're supporting everybody on Visionaries Global Media. I mean, all bullshit aside, not to get sap or anything, but we are a big, happy family over on both networks. But, Will, Ring of Honor Episode TV 175, original air date, January 24th, 2015. And this is, you know, I know you've alluded, you've seen a couple of these matches previously. This is when I would have been kind of tuning in a little bit too, because I was home from my trip in South America, so I was at my mom's for the winter, so she had TV, so I just couldn't find Ring of Honor TV like on a regular basis on the CW, but
we're still remember being so mad that if I just like forgot to watch an episode, I didn't have the disposable income, so I wasn't paying to be an Honor Club member.
Yeah,
so you could only watch the current week's episode, so if you missed it, too damn bad.
Yeah.
Tom, it opens up hot.
Yeah, because wasn't for a little while, wasn't, not to change subject, but, couldn't you watch it for free on Honor Club for a bit, too?
You could watch the current episode.
I thought they, maybe that maybe was a little bit later, but we're still in Nashville, like Will said. And real quick, I just want to say something here to start off this episode. We get a quick like back and forth promo between the Kingdom and the Briscoes. Matt Taven's promos all of a sudden are spectacular. I mean, he's always been good.
Amazing what happens when you get him away from Truth Martini.
Yeah. Which is funny because Truth Martini has been gold for Jay Lethal. But I mean, different people for different strokes. But I really like this back and forth between, I mean, obviously they weren't in the same room, but you know, Taven just like, I know I'm Jay's on here hooting and hollering and this, that, and the other thing. And, I really enjoyed this, Will. I really, really did. And you kind of forget, listen, I mean, they're pissed off because Jay had knocked out Adam Cole out of action. We haven't seen Adam Cole since Final Battle.
He's licking his wounds.
You know, it appears that Jay Drew on a bunch of thumbtacks is not good for your health, I guess.
No, then the card opens up hot, Tom. We open right up with that Briscoe's Kingdom tag team match. For title for title.
Yeah, I literally have on my notes, wow, them boys in the Kingdom would start to show what the fuck in a good way.
Kingdom comes to the ring first. Briscoes storm the ring. They don't take their time on their entrance. They don't. Bobby Cruz doesn't even really get to finish the announcements. The match doesn't even start for a little ways in because this is off. It's kind of like Kate's post about you can't be off the rails if you weren't on the rails to start with.
Yeah.
They just thankfully hit a point where there's two people from each team in the ring at the same time so they could call for the bell.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I just had to laugh because listen, yeah, the match didn't even really start until after the first commercial break.
Yeah.
And then, once the match quote unquote started, well, it still didn't last very long at that point either.
No, Kevin Kelly, said, you know, we got to take a break. See if we can get
semblance of order.
Some semblance of order by the time the commercial's over.
And they start the match, quote-unquote, but shortly therein, Bennett whacks Jay with
the title of love.
The title of love?
Disqualification. The crowd not happy about that.
No. And
it's not often you hear the Briscoe, you know, the Briscoes in the ring and you hear booing.
Yeah.
But boy, did the crowd boo this decision.
But beatdown ensues, Will, and then what happened?
Yeah, yeah. Maria was getting in on this beatdown. They were sizing up with a chair. And Tom, I'm not saying we called it, but if you know, if people listened to last week, we may have tipped that my guess came to fruition. ODB comes down to the ring because the Briscoes in their the promo at the start said, you know, Maria, you know, whatever, like we got somebody. Former Knockouts champion, ODB.
Yeah.
She comes in, takes the chair, crushes, well, who was it Bennett she crushed with the chair?
Yeah.
Like, right to the dome.
All headshot there.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, they say that she's got some elixir in the flask. It kind of rejuvenates Jay and Mark a little bit.
Kind of reminds me of when I saw Sandman and Spike Dudley at ECW at the Eagles Ballroom. Mike Awesome had powerbombed Spike Dudley like 15 times, and then Sandman came out, gave some Spike Dudley some beer, and all of a sudden he awoke. But, Will, one dirty Briscoe has come in for the save.
And if that's not what I thought that B stood for, but it works.
Yeah, and if you looked at last week's episode, the title of last week's episode is Will a Clairvoyant? And we find out Will is indeed a clairvoyant.
Who would have thought it was so soon?
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. But just, I mean, you know, I know the crowd was booing, but, you know.
ODB storming down that ramp. Crowd switched that up real quick.
Yeah.
Nashville crowd was hyped.
Yeah. I don't know much about ODB, and I'm not a fan of her quote-unquote character, but she seems like an awesome person. Everyone I've talked to that's worked with her says she's super nice, so. But yeah,
you don't like a woman that wears camo, has big jugs, sips out of a flask, and scratches a crotch?
Like, put it like that. So,
the character's not everybody's cup of tea, right? There's folks that, you know, the Briscoe shtick isn't their cup of tea either. But I mean, I always found it I found her wildly entertaining when I was. I never really watched a ton of Impact, but I did really like ODB.
You know, I mean, at that time, too, listen, when she's wrestling, too, it's obviously different than what we're used to, which is good. You know, nothing groundbreaking in this first segment. I just haven't been here since it was just fucking fun.
I mean, it's a run-in from somebody who's a major player in a different company at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had, you know, there's been like New Japan people, but it's not like a surprise run-in. It's like, we are going to have Carl Anderson. We are going to have AJ Styles. We are going to have Kushida. Whereas this was like, I mean, especially I think the payoff too, you're sitting through these tapings. And it's going on, and then ODB comes out, and it's like, whoa, like. Because I'm assuming, like, if you're at those tapings, you don't see the, like, the vignettes and stuff that air in between. So it's not like they hinted that there's going to be, like, a third person running in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because it was all the same taping as we found out last week when we were, you know, this technically happened on January 3rd, technically.
Yeah.
So, but Will, you were a clairvoyant.
You just got to listen to Matt Seidel's entrance theme a little more, Tom. You could be too. I'm the ancient warrior man.
But after that, we get a decade promo, or not really a decade, a promo about
Jimmy Jacobs.
From Jimmy Jacobs.
Roddy's officially out of the decade, it sounds like.
And Jimmy's not too happy, but they've got Adam Page. But yeah. I think, Will, really the million-dollar question coming out of...
Right, he sounds a little jilted, a little, I should have known that you would do this to me.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess the million-dollar question here is, and I don't know the answer to this, I know this happened 10 years ago, is who's going to join the decade out of this top prospect tournament, you think? Because obviously he had mentioned it. There was one person they were very infatuated with that they were feasting their eyes on.
Well, obviously, they want to make the play for Dijak. Donovan Dijakovic.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not? I mean,
he's raw.
He's tall. Athletic, he's lean.
Strong.
He does really well leading in towards heel characteristics, which we haven't seen yet, but
yeah.
Speaking of top prospects, Tom, Milwaukee's finest, the Beer City Bruiser.
Yeah.
Man, they did not do him any favors on commentary.
Weird.
They talk about like, how bad he smelled, how his breath is bad. It cracked me up that he came down with like an open beer and he left it at commentary. He's like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
It's about like his teeth and his how he smells. I mean, they kind of compared him to Vader, which I guess is a compliment.
Yeah.
But Mike Webb.
Looked good.
Kid didn't stand a fucking chance.
No. No. I guess he's a
he mounted some offense, but
not much.
As a big Beer City Bruiser fan, I was happy to see him here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Mike Webb. But you look at those two side by side, it's like one of these people actually have a gimmick, and the other one is a guy.
Yeah. You know, Beer City Bruiser, obviously his fingerprints are all over Milwaukee wrestling. If you go back into the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup archives, and I had my great conversation with my good friend Chucky Bates, kind of talked a lot about what Beer City Bruiser has done. So yeah, it's good to see. You know, anytime I get to hear
Chucky Bates.
So yeah. That was it was really just, I mean, the match was really more about how
that lariat to close things out, and then you hit him with the 2-day hangover.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
And Beer City Bruiser's on to the next round, and he will, because he's facing the winner of Dalton Castle versus Ashley Six, right? No, he's got Will Ferrara, right?
I'm sorry, my partner's installed an update, so I've got to pull up the
No, he's got Will Ferrara.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then Dijak.
Tall mountain to climb for little Willie.
Yeah. And then we get
and next week we get the final opening contest. We'll have Ashley Six, Dalton Castle.
Wonder who's gonna win that match.
I wonder.
I cannot
wait to see Dalton Castle again. We've seen him before.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he's going to have the full-on Peacock regalia this time around. So,
yeah.
Last time he was just a wrestler named Dalton Castle.
So, big fans of Dalton Castle on his podcast.
All his gimmicks. Have you seen any of his Chikara stuff where he was like a Yacht Rock like boat captain?
No. Guy's fucking brilliant. But yeah, real quick though, Will, we do get a little promo here from the Catalyst for coming.
The Knights of the New Dawn.
I put the Knights of the Asian Dawn as a reference to Die Hard in my notes here real quick. Do you have any idea who, what, where, or why is the Catalyst? I don't want to spoil.
No, is the group called the Catalyst, or are they called the Knights of the New Dawn?
I mean, I think they're called the Catalyst.
I thought about looking it up, but I'm happy to let this ride and find out.
Yeah. So
maybe it's the Guardians of Truth.
Could be. yeah, but unfortunately, Ring of Honor does not do very good with their surprises that way. So I was trying to think who. Well, I don't know. I guess
who debuts around this time. That would be like who's
Yeah, because they keep showing ads from Jakar and stuff like that too. So this time they were kind of separated a little bit by like a couple ads, but
there we go. The Jakar ad ran again.
Yeah.
Which I know there's been issues with Mike Quackenbush, but his he did like a, it's not a TED talk, but it was like Ignite or something like that, that it was like all Chicago based like creators or whatever, and he did one about comic books as pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And I remember sharing it to everyone. I'm like, this is why I like wrestling. Like, he's explaining it so well.
Oh.
So, watch it or don't at this point. It's on YouTube. It's not a long video.
Yeah. Interesting.
But Chikara was one of those brands that I never watched any Chikara, but I always was like, always so interested in like seeing the cards and being like, what is going on in this company?
I know. I do watch, I started. My buddy Travis and Ian were at the Trios tournament in 2016. That seemed like a stacked card. It's on IWTV. I've been meaning to go back and watch that one of these days. So my cat's got the zoomies right now, so they're saying goodbye to the chair. But Will, our main event this week. When I know 2025/2015 is only about a month old, but I did not have Alberto Del Rio facing Christopher Daniels on my 2015 Ring of Honor bingo card.
Dude is over as fuck.
Am I missing something? I'm not a fan. I didn't. Listen, most of my stuff is, my exposure to him was afterwards.
I mean, yeah. I, when he was in the E, I mean, he was fine. You know, he had the shtick where he had like the announcer with him, like he had his own personal announcer and stuff like that. But I don't remember Alberto El Patron being this popular at all.
They love him.
They love him.
You know, it's obviously.
You know, we talked about the lineage and how he used to wrestle under a mask. They mentioned that on commentary. Mil Máscaras,
yeah,
his uncle. His father, Dos Caras, which has been name-dropped several times by Brendan as like a go-to technical wrestling thing. Well, we've watched clips. He's been the answer in some questions of Dishonor. I had no idea.
Yeah, and they said he fought in Pride, too. I didn't know that. I don't know if you remember Pride or not, but...
That's like the Pancray stuff that they did in Japan, right? Where it was like the...
Yeah, it was Pride in UFC where the big thing is competing back there in the early 2000s. A lot of fun. Great shit.
I believe it. I mean, dude, especially at this point, is in incredible shape. It's a shame he turned out to be a piece of shit, right?
Yeah, like a huge piece of shit. That really...
I mean, it's not... Alberto Patron's not the... Definitely not the last person we're going to see in Ring of Honor that ends up being a huge piece of shit. I mean, we've already seen BJ Whitmer, so...
Yeah.
Carino was right. That's the t-shirt. Hashtag Carino was right.
What the fuck? On this day, Mirko Krokop versus Albert Del Rio? What? Got knocked out in 46 seconds.
Listen, we didn't say he was good in Pride, just that he wasn't Pride. You know, CM Punk was in UFC, too.
Yeah. Mirko Krokop versus Dos Caras Jr.
Oh, huh? See, he's wrestling under the gimmick there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to see this on Facebook. Wow. Interesting. All right. I mean, Krokop, that dude's nothing to fuck with, even in 2015.
I don't recognize the name, so.
I do. I was big into stuff like that back in the day, so.
It might sound like such a weenie answer, but the actual like fighting was never that appealing to me.
Yeah.
So get ready. Are you ready? I was wondering. Everybody knows that Mexican culture, the Mexican lucha libre.
What?
Culture.
He didn't even hit him.
So the most important match in Mexico, they don't care about the titles; they care about masks.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got, you know, so, and obviously he's a big part in Lucha Underground right now, so. But Will, this match, what'd you think?
It was really good. It was a really good wrestling match.
Yeah,
Christopher Daniel. You know, I would, you know, I've said Frankie Kazarian's a severely underrated wrestler. I think Christopher Daniels is an underrated wrestler as well.
Talk about pride and whether or not a bunch of
the, you know, I feel like he's always just kind of like been there, and everybody says Daniels is good. Like nobody's saying Christopher Daniels is like overrated or like
right
says he's bad, but he's a really good, exceptional, we mentioned earlier, singles wrestler who also happens to be in a tag team.
Yeah. So, yeah, just two studs, you know, really and, good.
Jay Lethal comes down, joins commentary. Says he still hasn't gotten an apology.
From Alberto Ruiz.
From Alberto.
So good.
It is really good.
Jay Lethal's on another level. I mean, like I said,
he's on a tear right now.
You know, and like I said, the opposite of Matt Taven, like I said, I think Truth has been a great help for Jay Lethal.
What a difference, right, from when he was Hydro or whatever he was.
Yeah. Shout out to the Apron Pump podcast. Yeah, I don't have a lot of notes on this match. But at one point those fucking like armbar fucking barricade shots. Like when he was throwing CD, I was like, whoo. But yeah, he had CD and a couple arm bars on the ropes and stuff like that. But in the end, Alberto Del Rio or El Patron. Yeah,
the cross arm breaker. I think, too, when you look at an Alberto El Patron, like you look at him as a, like if you showed somebody a picture of him, you know, like what is his finishing move going to be? I don't think anybody would say it's going to be a cross arm breaker.
No.
But knowing the lineage a little more, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking at it as like, oh, he's like the pride fighter. His father was a technical wrestling genius. He's like, all right, so he does a cross arm breaker. It checks out.
Yeah. Cause I mean
Kyle O'Reilly also uses a cross arm breaker, so now that's a match we need too.
Yeah. So obviously they're building the Lethal and Albert or I keep calling him ADR, but you know, maybe someday I'll call him Patron.
I mean, it's we know who we're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I did not have it on my 2015 bingo card that Kyle, you know, Christopher, if you would have said 6 months ago, you know, where these two guys were at the time, you know. So well, pretty, you know. Super solid episode of Ring of Honor. Would you consider Daniels and Patron a match of the year contender?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't say this to be whatever or whatever, but it's like I don't remember anything, any spots or whatever from the match that particularly jumped out to me. Like, there wasn't really like the story arc. It was just like a good wrestling match. It was, we're going to give him a great opening contest. The crowd loves him. Like all the stories happening outside of the ring. So let's just put on a fucking, you know, it's not a 5-star because it wasn't in the Tokyo Dome, but you know, so like it was a really good match. Like there's no faults in the match.
No. Because it was supposed to be ACH, so I wonder what happened there.
I think we're still going to get ACH. I think because he had a couple matches announced.
Yeah, and Roddy was the other one too. So that
you know, get take advantage of the time you had him, right? So yeah. We're working up to that 13th anniversary show.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, we keep saying in 2015 so far has been pretty fucking spectacular.
We haven't had any stinkers yet, but that first one's going to hit. It's probably going to hit hard.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be one of those Road 2 shows we got to watch.
Yeah, I think the only quote-unquote bad match we had was so far was Bruiser and Mikey Webb. No offense to those two, but...
Wasn't even a bad match. I mean, it was a stretched-out squash match.
Yeah. Just the commentary was just so over the top.
So weird. Like, we got to reach out to Kevin Kelly. Like, did you guys really not like Beer City Bruiser? Like,
yeah.
You guys fucking dragged him over the...
Yeah. Wonder if he'd respond. So, well, Will, anything here before we pull the train into the proverbial station? Anything you want to put over here real quick?
Besides the usual stuff,
Read books.
mean, I said it on my personal Twitter. I'm not really on the personal Twitter that much anymore. I'm really on, I post under the Ring of Honor one. But support your local library, support your friends.
Yeah, friends that need help right now.
And rip records and read books.
Good point. Yeah, shout out to our wives, shout out to our cats, shout out to our network affiliates.
If there's something that you see that you think would make you happy if you had it in your life, it's money worth spending.
Yeah, shout out to Bob Uecker, the one bo or one of two bobbleheads I have on here. But unfortunately, the bat this one actually talks too, which sucks because the battery's dead. Otherwise, I'd play it right now. But shout out to Bob Uecker. And 90's a good year, good run. But I mean, someone's still part of my childhood. But yeah, me and Andy will be doing a Bob Uecker retrospective here in the next couple weeks. So, but Will, I appreciate you. Shout out to you, my friend. So I appreciate having you as a co-host here. We'll see you next week.
And I guess I'll put it out one more time. So next Saturday, one week from when everybody's hopefully listening to this, I'll be in Vermont doing the old Penguin Plunge.
Nice.
I'm still taking donations if anybody wants to. I hit my goal a long time ago, so I don't really push for a lot of donations because it's about the money, but it's not really about the money. I mean,
Right.
it's there. So I might throw that link out on the Ring of Honor Twitter page. So I don't think I have the whole time. I opened the page months ago and hit the donation goal like 2 days in. So I just kind of like, yeah, it's done. It's there.
Yeah.
I will be doing that. So look forward to seeing my hopefully some pictures, maybe some video of me running to Lake Champlain.
That's a big lake, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
It's definitely a lake. It's not a great lake.
pretty
It's a
close
good
though.
lake.
Yeah. Super solid lake. So, all right, Will, my friend, I will see you next week.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh, no. Jake Trevor.
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.